go to see the pit.
I think she's trying to say to take it down. I want to hear it again. I was here when it was up.
It was the only
inscription.
And they're not doing it with Cordana.
So I think they're taking it down. I will find out. It's a pressure. Are they hanging them or are they putting it up?
Yeah. They're taking down the part of the star. Maybe the star down, I think.
Taking down is fixing up.
But there were a few who could be told, about this place. One story which I had was about the man who was brought to here on the day of liquidation of the Vilnius Ghetto. It was in September 1943. And he was told that they were led here by the big group, and they were told that they are going to work. When they came to Panars, people here were brought by foot. It's 10 kilometers from Vilna. Also by cars, by trucks, and also by railways. So they were brought here by trucks, and it was such a special tunnel inside the earth to prevent them seeing what is happening around. And he said that it was a very loud siren which was calling here.
Siren,
yes. And when he came to the edge of the pit, he just lost his conscience. He fell down because he saw the light of the machine gun. So he was not wounded at all. And when the corpses of others were falling onto him, Germans usually put a thin layer of earth and the chemicals to prevent people breathing. And he managed, when the darkness came upon, he managed to scroll through those bodies, and he found some peasant who changed his bloody clothes, and he found Polish family who gave a shelter to his father, so he was hiding with his father for 9 months. It was 9 months since September 43 until July 44 when Red Army came to Vilna. So he survived. This is one of the stories. When people like that, for example, many stories are described about some woman who had cry of kids. She started to crawl and she find the kid and she came out. When people like that came back to the theater because it was no other place for them to hide, they were closed by Judenrat in the in the asylum for the lunatics. It was part of the Jewish hospital which was on the territory of the big ghetto, and Judenrat wanted to prevent the information to spread. Not to create a panic. But anyway, when FPO, Foreign Partisan Organization, started his activity, it was already known what is happening in the world. The single thing what they didn't figure out, many of them, it was that it's not the quality of the world. They understood that it would be happening only in Vilnius. So there were attempts of some of the youngsters to escape to the Polish theaters, where it was still, which were in existence already for 2 years, but there was no mass murder. So Lithuanian Jews really stand first in the line of the final position.
Yes, Lithuanian Jews.
I missed a point before, so Regina may have said it. I just want to simply add that after the war, they came back here, excavated, of course, the survivors said what happened just as